Welcome back, friends. So we're going to take a pretty close look at just the organizational aspects of the Great Adventure. And I will be highlighting it within my discussion. For those who either do not have the Great Adventure Bible or are Protestant. So we'll unfold with that. So let's say you were blessed. You were blessed to be given this book for some occasion. So then it's real easy to put the tabs in. Okay, you can start to see I have notes going on this one. And I have beautiful videos listed here in my notes where you can go, and they go in great detail on how to use the chart that I showed, that nice timeline chart, and both from Ascension Press, where you can buy that, and also other sites as well. So they do a good job, and I don't need to reinvent the wheel. So let's go on to what if you don't have this Bible. Let's say you have an old Bible you've been using, and then you come across this method, and you can see I have gold tabs. I don't have those beautiful colored tabs that we're going to look at a little bit more in different. Or let's say, so this is a recent purchase of mine, the Scofield Bible, our authorized King James, 1917. Look how gorgeous it is, gold leaf. And I purposely bought gold leaf tabs to match. Okay, so what are we going to do about that? This is what I chose to do. And it's what we were taught before this development within the concept. Is you get some colored pencils. And if you'll note, in my colored pencil bag, we have the little bookmark, and it reminds you what color, and we'll get to the colors to use. So here are my colored pencils. At the top of each of the books, you'll take your colored pencil. So let's say it's Genesis. That is turquoise. It's the color. Not only are we learning an organization, but right, we're wanting to work on memory storage, and often good memory methods involve mnemonics. So a mnemonic would be looking at the early world, right, from space, it looks turquoise. And so you would take, so what I did is I took my, now you see all my notes. You see the blue up there with Genesis? I would take my and highlight the narrative books, of which there really aren't that many, and I put that up in blue. And so that was a way for me to know where I was with the reading. Was I in the early period or not? Another mnemonic it's not a mnemonic, but for tactile learners. And we made a lot of these with my children. And that's why I still have them around. You'll see these are pony beads on a leather strap anchored by a clear one. And so each of these pony beads is a particular color representing a different time period, of which they're 12. And you tie it off and you cut it. And believe it or not, I still use this at times, depending on what my needs are with catechesis. So lots of different ideas there. So let's now get to the crux of it. The 12 time periods. You have, let's see, which of these, let's use this. I think this will work best for the camera. All right. You have 12 time frames. So, and you can buy these. You see the Great Adventure. And you can buy them at, I got mine off of Amazon. I have a complimentary link down at the bottom. If you don't want to use Amazon for a variety of reasons, just contact Ascension Press. So, we have, and this is listed, and this is not dependent on using, whether you use the Deuterocanonical books that the Catholic Bible has. If you're, like the Scofield Bible. I'm going to do this exact, I'll be doing the pencils there on the books in the Scofield King James Version. So this method in its core it's irrespective of whether you have a Catholic or Protestant Bible. So the early world is turquoise. It's the color of earth seen from space, and that would be Genesis 1 through 11. Yes. And there are, and then at the little bottom here, it shows you the supplemental books. Just like here, in the old day. So you would have, so you're reading along. And then if you wanted to know where, for example, Job fits, he fits within the time frame of Genesis. And if you look at the new, well, even on this one, it shows, up at the top it shows the world leaders at the time. We have dates, but let me show you there, because you can't buy TEDs, of course, so that's not, it's not fair to tempt you. Here you're gonna see maps. You're gonna have movements going from north to south, such as with the exile. There's going to be the 12 tribes when it comes to the formation of the tribes of Judah, of Israel, there in Egypt. That's when that's occurring. So this really gives a lot of advice. Not advice, but a lot of information. And you take this and you put it right in your Bible. If it, this is a little big, so, but this one, it fits nice. And would it fit my Scofield? Yes. Yes. Okay. But that's, you know, it's your Bible. You take notes in it. And I put all kinds of things. And you put it there. Because that's where you're going to really want to have access to it. Okay? You want to have it easy access. So, quickly, going through what I have here is that we have the patriarchs, which is a burgundy. That's God's blood covenant with Abraham, Genesis 12 through 50. The third time for time period would be Egypt and Exodus is red. The Red Sea, Exodus. Desert wanderings is number 4. Color tan, color of the desert, Numbers. 5, conquest and judges is green. The Green Hills of Canaan, Joshua and Judges. 6, the 6th time period, so we went through, blah, blah, blah. 6 is purple, is royalty, right? Here we are, 6 is purple, is royalty. So we did turquoise, burgundy, red, the desert, sand, green hills, burgundy. I mean, not burgundy, purple. Black is the divided kingdoms. Those are sad days. Darkening period, that would be First and Second Kings. The exile, singing the baby blues because they're going into exile. That'd be Second Kings. The return is yellow. Brighter days, Ezra and Nehemiah. Maccabean revolt, we have orange for the fire and the oil lamps in the purified temple, First Maccabees, gold, the kingship of Christ, Luke, and the church, white, spotless bride of Christ, or your baptismal store, or the Easter candle, right? What is that thing, that image that helps you remember? Acts. So, that is the overview of using the system. Take it as you are able while you're reading and studying your Bible. Because as you read and study, you're adding the organs and the muscle, maybe, and that sort of thing. And you're fleshing out the organization. Take notes in your Bible. Take classes. Classes, you can use this method. Yes, Bible, Timeline, and Ascension have excellent, excellent classes. But I've had classes in a variety of settings. And this method is awesome. And enjoy the adventure, my sweet people, especially those, and you know who you are, that are close to us. Till then, fides et ratio.